Warren Huntley with his report. Rob Nicholson's with us. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Look, let's talk about some key gallops this morning. Of course, you're rather busy with a lot of key gallops with horses also heading up to the coast. But having a look at the major stables, what caught your eye for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace?
Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace had a couple of horses down here in Melbourne this morning, Nadia. And one was Nantali, who headed out to Sandown this morning. And she's nominated to run in the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 handicap over the 1,400 metres. And she went around on the course proper, as I said, at Sandown, and worked through her gears quite nicely, just galloped a nice time, and I would expect her to run very well. She ran the 800 metres going at a good clip in 51.56 and came home the last 400 metres in a tick over 24.08. So I'd expect her to be very competitive on the weekend, Nadia. Aside from her, there was also Bold Ariel, who was a good last start winner and worked down at Warrnambool this morning. But Dave Eustace was very, very bold in his prediction that the horse had run extremely well. It's ticking over extremely positively and should run well again. And he said that De Grammy, who is due to line up in the Super Vobis 3-year-old Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,400 metres, worked exceptionally well. I got there just a touch after it ran, but went over 800 metres and ran a pretty good time and came home the last 400 in a tick over 24 also in 24.03, Nadia. So for De Grammy, it's pretty good work. It wasn't a bad run last start, and I'd expect further improvement from the horse. And speaking to Dave this morning, he said that he's ticking all the boxes and should run very, very well. While they were good horses down here in Melbourne, Nadia, obviously, the headline act is Dubious, who will go around in the Magic Millions 2-year-old on the Gold Coast. And it worked up there this morning on the course proper, over 800 metres, and really improved home the last 400 to run home in a tick over 23.5. So has done absolutely nothing wrong and goes in undefeated. Kieran and Dave are both very confident that he can continue that good form, and he hasn't put a foot out of place, so he's got the form on the board with the Group 3 win the Breeders played in Sydney, and then was a pretty impressive win last start in Queensland there, where he had to give weight and ran wide throughout. So if he can draw that barrier 7 and take advantage of that, I think that he could be extremely competitive and hopefully be the horse that can headline the stable for Kieran and Dave going into the future.
And what about Mick Price's horses?
Yeah, Mick's only got a couple of runners. Mascolino was one that'll go around on Saturday at Flemington. He worked quite nicely at Caulfield. He's obviously fit and in form. This will be his fifth run of the campaign and goes around over the 2,000 metres at the handicap level. Was probably just worried out of it by El Galil last start, but was good winning when he just fell in, needing all of that room to up the straight to get home. I'd expect him to run well. He just had more of a maintenance gallop than anything this morning, Nadia, over a mile in evens, and improved quite nicely over the last 400 running home in a tick over 24.5. So he's going well, and he's two runs, his last two runs have been full of merit, and hopefully back at Flemington he'll be very hard to beat again.
Exactly. Henry Dwyer's horses?
Henry's got a couple of horses nominated. He's got Melvin looking to run around on Saturday at Flemington in the Super Vobis 3-year-old Fillies handicap at Benchmark 70 level, and he's also hoping that there's a couple of horses that can contest the maiden plate up there on the Gold Coast, There You Are and Elusive Melody. Melvin worked this morning at Caulfield on the steeple grass, straight up a really nice 600 metres in 37, and was shortly followed by There You Are, who did pretty much the same work. Looked to be in good order, There You Are, and Henry's hoping that the horse can get a bit of transportation up there to the Gold Coast. As we all know, it's been fairly difficult. With Usain Bolt and Yes, 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 both floating themselves up. Elusive Melody's already up on the Gold Coast, so you'd expect that the horse will run. It worked on the course proper over 800 metres in 54, and Henry said that his last 400 metres was pretty good and sharp in 23.5, Nadia. So with a touch of luck, he can have three runners over the weekend, and it's pretty good for Henry, who's just come off that winning double at Caulfield for the first time. So the stable's certainly going well.
Exactly, and what about John Sadler?
John Sadler's pretty bullish about Sam's Image. He was probably a touch disappointed about the two that went around on the weekend, Cosmic Ruby and Miss Norway. They probably didn't run up to their best, but Sam's Image is a horse that's got plenty of talent and has been proven by it beating Nature Strip already over the short course, and he worked this morning over 800 metres on the steeplegrass and ran a pretty nice time of 51.25 before coming home his last 400 in 23.25, which was probably the sharpest work of the morning, Nadia, and he's likely to line up in either the benchmark 70 handicap over the 1100 metres or the handicap at the 1100. So John's yet to make a decision which race it'll be, but you'd expect Sam's Image to run very, very well after his first up fourth last start behind Maddie, and fifth when he ran to Maddie at Mooney Valley last start. And Usain Bowler's been ticking all the boxes for John. He's headed up via Float, as I said. He's currently in Sydney, and he'll hopefully be on the Gold Coast by tomorrow night with a touch of luck. And John said that his last bit of work was on the weekend just prior to him heading off on the float, and he couldn't be happier with the way the horse is. His win was extremely impressive when he flew home over the top of a couple of more fancied rivals, and if he can repeat that sort of form, I think he'll be very competitive in either the Magic Millions Snippets or the Magic Millions Cup, which he's nominated for the two races up there, Nadia.
Okay, who do you think are the main horses to follow?
I think up in Queensland, Dubious is certainly one worth following. Star Falls, another one that could run a big race if it goes around in the Magic Millions Guineas. It just did a bit of work at Rose Hill this morning and was waiting on a barrier. Unfortunately, the barrier doesn't look terrific, but at this stage, they're still running. Aside from them, I think Mascolino, Sam's Image, Melvine, and also another horse for Kieran and Dave, DeGrammy, should run very well with Nantali on Saturday at Flemington.
Wonderful, Rob. All the best of luck with it. Thank you.
Thanks, Nadia. There